Kyle Malin. He is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Let's jump right at it. House Bill 5002, workers' compensation. That bill has got some steam.
Yeah, it moved through the Senate yesterday with a change in that the changes in there, there's an exemption for police and fire personnel. You know, the Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville has always had a soft spot for police and fire, and I think he's convinced his caucus that you know, they do a special line of work where they put their lives on the line for our safety, and so he put some exemptions in there, and now it's going to go back to the House, and it will be interesting to see if the House agrees with the changes or if this bill ends up in a conference committee where they're going to have to hammer out their differences.
House Bills 4701 and 02, where are those?
Now, those are the bills that set up a new system for state workers who are on the pension system to either put 4% of their paychecks into the pension system and be allowed to continue that way, or to convert over to a 401k type system where they're investing in their own retirement fund. Now, those bills passed the Senate also yesterday. One of the big changes there, minor but significant, the 3% contribution that the state employees had been contributing into their health care retirement fund will be returned to them a little sooner in April as opposed to mid-May. That's a minor but significant change. I think people, state employees, would like to see that money returned to them sooner than later, and that would be possible. And also overtime, any overtime collected would also be allowed to be factored in as part of the Senate version of 4701 and 4702.
Where do we stand with legislation that would allow two-year community colleges to offer four-year degrees?
That bill was in a Senate committee and still being considered. I don't have a read on whether the Senate is going to actually pass that out this session or not. You know, it's that one's really tough because, you know, the it's actually just kind of a numbers game, Tony, because the percentage of House members who represent a district that have a university, and the universities don't want this, right? They don't want the competition from community colleges offering four-year degrees. So the percentage of House members who represent the university are very small in the House, which is why that always seems to pass the House just fine. But when you get into the Senate, the percentage all of a sudden gets a lot larger. And so now you've got a larger percentage of senators who don't want this bill necessarily, because their universities are pounding on their door saying, hey, we don't want this. So it becomes a lot more of a numerical challenge to get the votes in the Senate than in the House. But the Senate is taking it up for the first time in committee. So I guess we're going to have to end up, and we're just going to have to see what happens with it.
An interesting quote of the day in MERS: I would not look forward to any additional opinions issued by the Attorney General. That's Rick Thompson, a medical marijuana advocate, understating his enthusiasm about the prospects of Attorney General Bill Schuette weighing into the subject on whether a person with a liquor license should be allowed to possess medical marijuana. The subject came up at a Liquor Control Commission recent meeting.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I just thought that comment was really pretty funny, because what we had here is, you know, the Liquor Control Commission is considering whether, if you have a permit to sell alcohol, can you also have a medical marijuana possession, or, you know, can you also possess medical marijuana? Is there a conflict in any way? And so the Liquor Control Commission chair said, well, why don't we ask Bill Schuette? Now, you know how well Bill Schuette's opinions have gone over with the medical marijuana community. I think they're 0-for right now with him. And so the prospects of asking the Attorney General for anything went over like a lead balloon with them folks.
All right, and I thought that was pretty funny too. All right, I got about 30 seconds left. What else is hot on the stove?
Well, it's going to be a very busy day, I think, in the House of Representatives today. You know, this is the last day of the year where a chamber can pass a bill that could be conceivably kicked over into that could go to the next chamber and actually get passed into law before the end of the year because of something called the five-day rule. And, you know, this is the time of year where I think that anything the Republicans want to pass that is going to be politically unpopular goes, because I think the focus next year is going to be to try and repair their image in front of the voters. All the tough stuff is done, and I think they'll do a lot more stuff that the public will find more appealing, try and raise their ratings for the 2012 elections.
All right, go to MIRS, the newsletter. We always do. Thanks so much, Kyle.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.